Begin the current daf from Masechet Eben daf Pei Beis. We begin Amud Beis. We begin Tos de Masechet. We begin with the Gemara and the Ab Bechlal. And it says up until that point, it includes that point too. Tries to come and explain and the resolution of the words of Ravasi, because the Gemara said, "Oh no, it's not a difficult point, Ravasi, that he says a child in the 6 year goes over to his mother's Eben." The fact that the Bray says up until 6 years old, because that means including 6 years old. Now, Tos says Leboy Lishnui. The Gemara did not want to answer for Ravasi that he says the child could go out when he's 6 years old. That's not difficult from Ad Ben Chesh. That you could have said, maybe, ha, huh, this, that, it says up until 6 years old. Maybe that's the Isla Bubamasa. Maybe that's where the father's in the city. And this, Ravasi said that even a 6 year old could still go out with the mother, is when the father's not in the city. Like the Gemara gives a similar answer later on when it asks on Ribyani and Rish Lakish regarding what they say already 4 or 5 is already in a Tzarech Limoy. And the Brisa says, Ad Ben Sheish is Tzarech Limoy. Why didn't they give the same answer for Ravasi? So that's the case. The Mekanik, if that would be the case, Ravasi differentiates if the father's in the city, where then if the father's not in the city, then if he's 6 years old, they could go with the mother's Erev, and if not, not. Then have a plegi to Rav Yani Rish Lakish on Ravasi. Then that would be disagreeing with Rav Yani Rish Lakish on Ravasi, because they give one shear when the father's in the city or when he's not in the city, where they say that a 4 or 5 year old is not when the father's around is not considered totally, but when he's not around, then it's even 6. Now and this would be differentiating between 5 and 6, but the Hilchos Ravasi. Halacha, if I'll take Ravasi, the Maisla Shas B'Sev Prekav, I'll be like the Gemara bring the Ksubit of Samachim Abayz. So if so, it sounds like the Halacha Sakim. So if it's better for the Gemara to answer the Ravasi and the Bryce at Tomo and the father's not in town, and the Shir is whether, according to the Bryce, according to Ravasi, and they're both up until 6, because Advar Bechlal, and then now it's not a contradiction to Rabbi Yehuda Rish Lakish, who they say that, no, it's 4 and 5, that's dependent if it's father's in the town or not, because else, again, it would be, they wouldn't be Alibi de Hilchasa, which is like this teaching of Ravasi. Kshinik says, Master begins with the Gemara, Had the Isla, Bubba, Masa, Bahulu, this is when the father's in town, etc. Which please can explain that. So, why can we give that same answer for Yeshua, which one of the Gemara's other questions? The Gemara said that, Rebbeinu Shlokish are not difficult. Although they say by Sokka that in the Tzarchli Ima, you're ready 4 or 5, you don't need the mother. Either Bryce says, up until 6, you go out to mother's Erev, which, not like the other Bryce says, that means to say that you're Tzarchli Ima. And by them, 4 or 5 already is in the Tzarech Lima. So the Gemara says, oh, Rav Rish Lakish, when it says 4 or 5, they don't need the mother, is when the father's in town. And then that's considered in the Tzarech Lima already. So Tzarech explains, the Rishua Bari Davidi, who he said that even a child that's 5 years old does not go out with his mother's Erev, that if she didn't do a special one for him. And the Gemara asked, wait a second, but we see that he could go out with her up until 6. And the Gemara said, oh, that's a Tiyufta. So Tzarech bothered. Why couldn't the Gemara give the same answer and differentiate? Oh, if the father's in town or if he's not. And specifically, when the father's in town, then a 5 year old cannot go out without a special Erev. Says Tais Dolai Mafik Bein Isal Alessi, because he does not differentiate between if the father's in town or not. From the fact that Madalay Mishani Hachim, in fact, he didn't give that answer. Shu was coming to answer the question of Ravasi. That Ravasi said a 6 year old could go out to mother's Erev, the Bryce says only up until 6. Obviously, from the fact that he didn't give that answer, that there is no such differentiation. So the Rashi gives the same answer to this question. Continuing to say the Masechta begins with the Gemara Ma'arva de Beno Yubita Ketan, that he can make an Erev for his minor children. Tais can explain that according to everyone, we mean literally children, because Tais says Va'imri the Afri Biyechanon Alor Biyechanon elsewhere says the Gemara brings this in Bab Mitzvah Yud Beis and Beis. Tais previously had brought this. That, oh, adult doesn't always mean adult. It means a samach shulchan aviv, a minor could be considered adult too. But my dehacha the cotton cut mamash. Here we're saying that he can make an Erev, even without the consent, for his minor children. It doesn't mean if they're dependent on him or not. It means literally minor children, in contrast to adults. Kshinek says, Master begins with the Gemara, for the minors, he could do it without their consent, so to his non-Jewish slaves, is because their hands is like his hand. And that's his taisis. It's not going on the cases of the Bnei Bita HaKetana. That's going on his male and female servants. Like the Gemara says in Gittin Avayin Zayin and Beis, that they're considered as his own hands. And therefore, he could do it for them without their consent. Because the hand of a servant of America requires for the master, you see that Yodim Ki Yodai. But as the Tesa Resh brings, in contrast, the reasoning that he can make it for his sons and daughters that are minors is because he is mechanech of the mitzvahs, and therefore he could do it even shlemi died. The next Tesa Masechta begins with the Gemara b'chatzi chatzi lifslas zikbian. Half of the half of the loaf of bread is what invalidates a person's body. Tesa explained that this is not one of the 18 things. And then Tesa says, what's the difference between this gezerah and that gezerah? Which we find the same idea in the Yud Ches Davar. The Mishnah has said that half of the half of the loaf of bread invalidates a person to eat truma if he ate that amount of tamei foods. Taisa says, and that's the measurement of 2 eggs worth. Now, Omer ben Tam says, the psul gviya, this invalidation of a person's body who ate something tamei, gizeres kadmoin, it was an early, early decree, which is v'lom Yud Ches Davar, not from the 18 things, which was in the times of Bishambis Hill. The oichel oichel rishon oichel shein. If someone eats a first degree level of tumah or a second degree level of tumah, that he becomes tamei and invalid for truma. Now this was much before that. Teidi, you should know this because the parak basa the yuma in the last parak yuma that pay yuma base solka daita abe derais. The Gemara had an entertained idea that it's biblical and the boy lemidrash the Gemara wanted to expand that this tumah of the person's body is mabalosi tamah v'eminet mesimam. They should not become tamei through them and actually become tamei. Now the thing is of yotches daba hayibekin. Those rabbis they were proficient and they all knew what the 18 things that were in the Aliyas, Hananya ben Chizki ben Garen, and Vim Haisa de Raisa, and if it was biblical, Imkein Chasul, then we'd be missing of the 18 things. Obviously, if they were entertained that it's biblical, it's talking about an earlier Gezerah than this Yud Ches Dab. Vaid Morba says, Taisus, the Lashon Psul Gevias, says Rabbeinu Tam, the terminology of what our Gemara says from the Mishnah is that invalidates the body, Masra Davka Psul Aguf. It sounds like that it's only invalidating the person's body, meaning the Nefsul Gufa Melech Betruma, that now his body becomes invalidated from eating Truma. Whereas, the gzera of the Yud Ches Davar of eating a first level degree of tumah, psul maguhu, that's in validation that he becomes tamei, that even what he touches, it makes it possible regarding tumah. Rather, it must be that this invalidation of the person's body goes because Yud Ches Davar habit that was decreed much before the 18 things. Now, Taisa explains. Then that early decree, they did not make gzera that what he touches becomes invalid. Only his body from eating tumah. And what was the gezerah? Because of Thomas Panim, they were the gaze on the person's insides up to Thomas Chutz because of what's on the outside. In other words, regarding Truma touching Tuma outside the person's body. And that is as Taisa explains. Sharaya Chul Truma, because the one, if someone sees this person eating Truma. After he ate tummy foods or drank tummy foods, which he's allowed to, because eating or drinking tummy foods does not make the person tummy. But the person's going to think, whoever sees that, and right after he ate tummy foods, he saw him eat a truma, he's going to think that, oh, the tummy foods are allowed to touch the truma, gambachutz, even on the outside of the person's body. Truma tahira, that it could touch the truma that's tar. Kamesha b'tayich may have negin zebezeh, just like in the stomach is touching one or the other. So that was the earlier gzera, only regarding the person's body not being able to partake of truma. Additionally, b'davke b'shnei beyim, this psul gviya was specifically in 2 eggs worth. But if he only ate an egg's worth of tummy foods, although that's fit to make other things tummy, that they were not glazed on a person to be considered as tummy. And the reason for this is because the efshishli shark because although he ate that amount of food that could be metame, and then he ate the trimmer right after, but it's not possible that some of the food, of the tummy food, didn't get stuck between his teeth or in his palate. And therefore, in his stomach, that person knows the amount of food that could be metame is not actually touching the trimmer. Or the other way around, is achlik tzas b'meyam. The guy presumes that if he ate just 1 day worth, part of it got digested before it touched the truma. So it's not a full egg of tummy food that's touching the truma. Now, v'kimin dafkum mikabeya, and so once it wasn't enough to have exactly as a kabeya, because again, you're not getting that whole tummy food touching the truma, so then they said the shir is going to be 2 eggs worth. So chatzesud be'samanuk, which says half the meal of the halacha of when you go into a house of a nega, which that's the pras, which is half a loaf, and this is going to be half of that half. That's abeya mefta, that's an egg and a half. But specifically says Taisus that this was only by eating foods that's tame. In contrast to regarding, as Taisus says, of b'mashkin tame, but by liquids that are tame, she'en mesachim, where you don't have the svar, but that it got digested, because everything goes straight into his stomach, then you don't need to have more than the revius to invalidate the person's body because that's the share of tummy liquids and tummy other things and the touching right away. Nothing's getting stuck in the palate or in the teeth. But regarding the 18 things, when someone eats a food item that's a rishon l'tuma, that goes, that was a late gzera, that goes off a little bit bad. That would go easier even if it's only the size of an egg. And that this person should now go ahead and And whoever ate this tummy food, he even though he touches truma, he's going to make it tummy. And the reason for this gezer is because in the first time perikam the Shabbos, like the Gemara says in the first perikam Shabbos, that be dalam and olive. Sometimes what's going to happen is you might be eating tamei foods, and then in the middle of eating you might drink liquids of truma, and thus invalidate it. So we said, okay, that's it. You become tamei, and the person's not going to forget, and now drink truma liquids as he's eating the tamei foods. And we don't have to be lengthy about that. Come over here. As Taisa explained that this gezer of the psul gvi is not from the gezer of Yud Chas Davar, rather it was earlier than that. And the difference is between that and Yud Chas Davar is that this gezer was only on food items. And it was not regarding his touch. Additionally, it's only going to have if the tummy foods was 2 eggs worth, unlike the Yod Chazdava, which there the share was even that of a Kaveya.